Tour companies describe Iran as one of the unexplored jewels of the Middle East, with stunning architecture, breathtaking landscapes and warm people. But the country's isolation since the 1979 Islamic Revolution has seen visitor numbers from the West fall. Latest figures show just 90,000 arrivals from North America and the EU in 2013.
The difficulties we've had in Iran has definitely hurt the tourist industry in the sense that people are afraid to go. But those people that ventured and, you know, overcame these considerations and visited Iran were never sorry.
Iran's embassy reopened in London this week. The July deal struck by Tehran and six world powers over the country's nuclear program is already helping ease travel restrictions. This British travel agency has seen a spike in demand.
Two things have happened since the nuclear deal. First of all, the Foreign Office had changed their advice against travel to Iran, and that's made it much simpler for people to get insurance and that sort of thing. So the numbers have gone up again. We've had to put on three extra departures this year alone to cope with the demand for the autumn season to Iran.
British traveller Bugsy Heath-Brown is about to join one of those tours.
We decided to get on one of the first trips that we could to get out there, see the sights, meet the people before the big rush of the rest of the world.
Iran says it wants to attract 20 million visitors a year by 2025, generating up to $30 billion in revenues.
Now that this outside face of Iran is beginning to change, I think the tourism offers a great opportunity for the Iranian economy.
Tour operators say obtaining a visa is still a major hurdle for many visitors, while international sanctions on Iran's banking system mean that most transactions have to be in cash.